Right, it's nearly 4:45. Jo Wiley, did you hear her earlier saying that she knew it was me straight away when I called her with my amazing Russell Brand impression, you swine, yesterday? Yeah, whatever.
She didn't.
In the bookies at the time.
Putting her bets on.
Now, I've done another one today. I've made another call. How long do you think I can keep Dermot O'Leary on the phone for, pretending to be Russell Brand, host of tonight's Brits?
He's a very clever lad, but also he's a very nice lad, so he'd probably just humour you. So I'm going for 1:10.
1:10. Here's Russell calling Dermot.
Hello?
Dermot, it's Russell.
It's a really good impression.
You were the Brit Awards this fine evening.
I'm not joking you. Well, I mean, it's getting worse as it goes on.
Forsooth, in my grubby little hands, I have all the winners of tonight's statuettes. Can you imagine, verily, if placed perhaps in the wrong hands, how sensitive this information could be, you swine?
It's actually not bad.
To cut a long story short, this is what I'm about to suggest to your good self, if I may. What say you? Forsooth, how about you and me place a little wager, Dermy?
Scott, if you don't let me talk, I'm going to hang up.
Hello?
Scott.
Yeah.
Genuinely, yesterday, I rang him back.
Did you?
Yes. It was really good. I mean, it's actually a half-decent impression.
Oh, thanks.
So he must be thinking now, because I rang him back going, well, just pretending you're cool, hope everything's right, because, you know, obviously busy day tomorrow, so, you know, if there's a problem, let me know.
What did he say? Did you get through to him?
No, he hasn't called me back yet. He must be thinking, what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Don't apologise, it's fantastic. Touché.
Now, we called Dermot yesterday, and I just went, damn it, it's Russell, call me back. And he actually phoned Russell Brand to see if he was okay.
He is very nice.
Russell still hasn't called him back, and that means that the impression is good. Because Dermot said so. So there.
This is Radio 1.